The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.
With me in the studio, I have Angela McPake, who is the chair of the Wilmslow Show. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me in.
That's absolutely fine. I'm guessing with the name The Wilmslow Show, we're looking at something similar to the Nantwich Show or the Royal Cheshire Show. So what is going on?
Yeah, so the Nantwich Show without cheese probably, I think, would be the way to describe it. We are a community show. We like to think we're showcasing the best of what's available in Wilmslow. We have three different performance arenas. We've got a main arena, which has this year... we have a BMX team in, we have a motorbike display team, we have horses, we have dog and duck, a real cross-section of things. That arena is very kindly sponsored by Taylor Wimpey this year. We have a dog arena, which actually has ferrets in as well this year. We've pointed out to the guy running it that ferrets aren't dogs, but, you know, whatever, they've all got four legs. And we have a bandstand, and that's obviously full of musical performers, most of whom are Wilmslow-based. On top of that, we've got a lot of community groups who are coming. We've got a marquee that has cookery classes in, that has horticultural classes in. We've got a craft marquee. We like to think it's a bit of something for everybody. There's quite a big area of free things for children to do because we're mindful that it costs to get through the door. We're quite affordable, but once you're through the door, it's not going to cost you lots and lots of money if you don't want it to. So you can bring your children. There's lots they can do for free. And obviously there's things they can do that's paid for as well. So we also have a fairground. So I say something for everybody, we hope.
Well, a great idea to though have it on a Sunday, which is essentially is like a family day. So it's a family day out.
Yeah, no, very much so. And our big thing is to try and make sure that no matter who's coming in the family, there's something that you're going to enjoy. So whether you enjoy animals, whether you enjoy... scaring yourself slightly, whether you enjoy seeing what charities are doing, whether you enjoy watching things, getting involved in things, there should be something for everybody. And we're very keen. That's really what we're about.
Well, with the Wilmslow Show, I've been looking at some of the pictures on the website. You've got a load of inflatable pictures
yes,
on there.
Yes.
So you've got like slides for the children and all that kind of stuff. What's the history to the show though? How did it all start?
Right. So we are in our 107th year. And we started really as a very small flower show. And it was really, for a number of years, it was a flower show. Over the years, it's got bigger and bigger and it's expanded into other areas. We are now back at what was our home for a number of years, is the Carnival Field. In the meantime, we went to the school and had a few years there, but we kept getting flooded at the school. So we've moved back to the Carnival Field. But it's really evolved over the time. So it's a much bigger show than it was because we are trying to do a bit for everybody. And the horticultural side has become slightly less important, but we've enhanced it by putting in lots of other things.
It sounds like a really good day, and I'm going to come along this year.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing you.
A little look around to see what's on offer.
Well, we've got some tri bikes, which are probably going to be my favourite bit of the show. So they're bikes with square wheels, they're unicycles, and that's in the free area, and that's for adults and children. So I think that probably will be the highlight, and that's certainly where I will be with my camera, because I think there'll be some great shots.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for coming in and talking to me. So where can people find out more information on the Wilmslow Show? You got Facebook page, you've got Twitter, you've got websites.
We've got, so Facebook page, we are the Wilmslow Show. We have our website, which is www.wilmslowshow.co.uk. And you can also buy your tickets there. The advantage of buying tickets beforehand, if you're buying a family ticket, you get a bit of discount and it saves you having to queue on the day.
Fantastic.
So it's really worthwhile.
While I've got you, do you want to name check any of the people that have helped you put it on, some of your team?
No, that would be fantastic. So we have a really brilliant committee, all of whom have got way more experience than me. I'm still the newbie. I'm only in my third year. But we've got members of the team who have been involved for more than 20 years, which is fantastic. I'm not going to name them individually because I will clearly forget someone. but we are really grateful to our sponsors. So Wilmslow... Town Council sponsor all the free area. We have Taylor Wimpey, the house builders, are sponsoring our main ring. We've got Wilmslow Dog Grooming Parlour sponsoring the dog show, and then a number of other slightly smaller sponsors. So we're really grateful for them because they help us keep the show affordable.
Fantastic. Right, have a good one for 2019.
Thank you very much.
The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.